Now, we're going to start today's programme by taking a look at the news unveiled this morning by our own Kerry TD Norma Foley, who is, of course, the Education Minister. She's revealed a whole new revamped primary school curriculum, and it's going to see more emphasis on learning foreign languages in primary school, more emphasis on well-being, but a little less emphasis on learning religion in primary school. It's a big departure from the days when those of us of a certain age went to primary school, when what we loosely termed catechism at the time took up quite an amount of our day in the classroom. So is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, Sean Lyons is a retired school teacher originally from Mayo, now living here in Tralee, and he's on the line to share his views with us. Sean, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. How are you today?
I'm good. Listen, first of all, just to cast your mind back, certainly when I was in primary in the 70s, catechism took up a fair amount of time. We did a lot of religion in school, and I'm sure it was the same when you went to school.
It was very much so. We had the De La Salle brothers, and we had a little pink catechism with questions in it, and you would have to learn those questions off by heart. And the diocesan examiners, priests would come in every now and again, and you'd be asked questions from the catechism, and you'd be expected to know them. Now, that changed. I find it worrisome sometimes, and I think it's 50 years since I started teaching. I left college in 1973, and there was a new curriculum introduced then, 1973. And religion was still very, very much a part of it, but it was made into a much more... I suppose I'm reluctant to use the word, but user-friendly. It wasn't just a matter of learning off the questions. There were stories, there were examples, you know, there were examples of how to live a good life and so on in those books. And then my teaching career, 30 years later, there was a revised curriculum there at the end of, beginning of the 2000s, and this is a natural evolution now. Today that Minister Foley has introduced. You know, times are changing. Times have changed, as you can imagine, in the last 50 years.
And the argument that's being made for having less religion in schools is that it should be the role of the parents and indeed the parish, if a child belongs to the Catholic Church, that their religious instruction should come primarily from the home, but then within the parish, and should not take up so much of the daily school time. Would you go along with that, or would you lament the fact that there'll be very little religion in school from now on?
So I disagree. There'll be very little religion. It's just that there'll be a different emphasis on how it's taught. I think it was yesterday or today, I can't remember, I was looking at the Irish Times, and they were making the point that more than a third of marriages today are civil rather than religious. And about a fifth of the families of parenting age in Ireland describe themselves as non-religious. And an awful lot of the years that I was teaching, I found there was way too much turning a blind eye to what was going on. 20 years ago, I was teaching fifth and sixth class in Tralee, and I knew most of the kids. You know, once they had made their first communion or their confirmation, I did rarely. A lot of them wouldn't see the inside of a church again, you know, till it was marriage or they went to a funeral or something. And we have to recognise that. So if the parents or the parish, you know, want religion to thrive, it has to be more than something that the children are listening to for half an hour a day in a primary school.
I wonder too, though, and I'm just teasing this out here and playing devil's advocate, in the absence of, we'll say, a Catholic ethos, and I'm just using Catholicism because it's that's the ethos of the majority of primary schools in Ireland. In the absence of that, though, I wonder, are children growing up with kind of no moral compass at all, you know, in terms of, okay, it's your parents' job to teach you right from wrong, but just in terms of the spiritual side of life, shall we say, and knowing that there's a world outside of yourself and your own needs and your own wants. I think Catholicism was kind of thrown out, but I wonder sometimes, have we thrown the baby out with the bathwater, because what actually has replaced it?
That's a very valid point. I saw a quote in the last couple of days. Somebody said we went from Catholicism to consumerism. And I think the focus for so many people has become, first of all, just getting on with your life and, you know, struggling sometimes financially or struggling with the health or struggling with whatever. And religion, a formal religion, has taken very much a second or third or fourth place for a lot of families. And that has had some ill effects. Obviously, I'd agree with you that there are so many children growing up today or have grown up in the last 20, 30, 40 years without what you call a moral compass. And we're not talking here about Catholicism. You know, we're not going to revisit all the scandals. I accept all of those. That's accepted. But without any form of religious or spiritual instruction, you know, young people aren't going to have that moral compass to point out the difference between what is right and what is wrong. And we see crime on the street, we see crime in the corporate boards, we see crime, so much crime all the time, and an awful lot of it is because people aren't prepared to just look at their moral compass and ask the simple question, is what I am doing right?
Yeah, exactly. Just to move on briefly, Sean, to some of the other changes that are being brought in, more of an emphasis on foreign language being taught in primaries. Now, children were always taught Irish in primary school, so, I mean, they're well used to picking up another language from a very young age, so they should be well able for French or German or whatever. Would you agree with that?
I would agree totally. We used to always be told that up to the age of 12 is the best time to learn another language, because whatever part of the brain it is that learns other languages begins to sort of move away to other things at that stage. So that's the ideal time. And Joe O'Toole from Dingle, who was the General Secretary of the INTO, Senator Joe O'Toole, for many years, I heard him say on more than one occasion that Irish was taught since the start of the country 100 years ago. But an awful lot of it was taught badly. And he used to follow up that by saying, imagine if instead of all the time we spent beating the Irish language and grammar into kids, we spent that time on maths, on physics, on science, imagine the difference it would have made to the country. Now, I love the Irish language. I will defend it. I spoke this morning to a group of asylum seekers and refugees that I was working with. I just love the language. It's so much part of our culture, but we have to accept this. For so many years it was taught badly, and if we can replace badly taught Irish with well taught Irish for less time, and then the European languages, I think that would be a huge step forward for education.
Now, I have heard some people saying that it will be confusing for children if they're being taught, we'll say, Irish and French at primary level, that they'll get all jumbled up in their heads as to what's Irish and what's French. But I think that's not giving children enough credit.
I think that is absolutely unfounded. I've worked with kids here in Tralee, primary school kids from Lithuania, from Russia, from Afghanistan, from all sorts of countries, and the way that they can slip from one language to the other, from their native language to English, and some of them, Irish was just a joy. Kids can swap from one language to another once you get comfortable, and once the foundations are made, you can see it all the time. You know, kids, I've seen them in the corridors in Holy Family here in Tralee speaking, for example, German with their parents outside, and then they come in and they'll sit down and gladly chat away to their friends in absolutely fluent English as their native language. And it's such a gift, I think, to have second or third, fourth, fifth language. I'm useless. I can pick up phrases, and I love throwing around the phrases. I said I was teaching English to a group of asylum seekers today, and just picking up an odd word in Arabic, an odd word in Ukrainian, an odd word in Urdu or whatever. I love it, and I think kids thrive on the challenges, and learning more languages, learning more about science, learning more about their spiritual health, their mental health, their ambitions, and giving them that spirit to go forward with confidence. I think this should be welcomed.
And finally, Sean, is there anything else you'd like to see removed or added to the primary school curriculum? And I am bearing in mind the fact that it's a few years since you retired, but it's not that long ago either, so you'd be up to speed.
No. It's not that long ago at all. And going back, as I said, 1973, with the new curriculum, the drama was given a great role in primary school. And I'd love to see something like that being pushed even more. Now, I know the arts are catered for, but we have such a rich culture in the country, playwrights and dramatists and so on. And if we can get the pupils in school interested in that kind of creativity. Yesterday I spoke to one of my past pupils, publishing his first novel. It's going to come out in August, and there's huge anticipation in the publishing world for that. Another past pupil, he completed his PhD not too long ago, and he said to me, you know, when he was in my class, we spent an awful lot of time talking about development goals and so on, and that's where he started researching Millennium Development Goals, which wasn't really part of the curriculum, but I did projects on development in Africa and so on, and he said he hasn't stopped researching since. So I think if we can get the kids interested in language and morality and creativity and science and maths and culture in their own language and so on, enrich it, build on it, and I think it's a great opportunity and it's an exciting time. It's going to be difficult, it's going to put a lot of work on teachers, but then again, 50 years ago there was a lot of work put on us, 50 years before that there was a lot of work put on teachers, and in 50 years time there'll be put more work on teachers, but teachers can do it. We're a resilient bunch.
Yeah, and the curriculum has to evolve to reflect the society we live in nowadays in any case. Sean, great to have you on the show as always, and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this afternoon.
My absolute pleasure, Deirdre. Thank you so much.
And that is Sean Lyons there from Tralee, talking to us about the new primary school curriculum, which was unveiled earlier today by our own Kerry TD Minister for Education, Norma Foley. So I just want to throw out a question there for you. Now, I know a greater emphasis on well-being, which I think is badly needed. But what about throwing out the religion altogether? I mean, it will still be taught, but nothing like to the extent it was taught back in the day. What are your thoughts on it? That's what I'd like to hear this afternoon. Text us in on 083 300 3300. We would love to hear from you. After the break, we'll just be chatting briefly about the passing of an actor whom I'm sure many of you will have heard of. We will be sharing with you an email from a listener called Maria, who is very concerned about vaping. And I got into trouble on Twitter yesterday over something I said on the show earlier in the week. I'll tell you all about that too in just a moment.